So today in the pod we have Charlie and my name is Bren. The topic we are talking about is clothes. So Charlie, you're a young man in your 20s, shall we say. Where do you buy? Where do you buy your clothes?
Well, Bren, you're not such a young man in your, let's say, mid-30s, and I'd say we probably shop in similar places. I'm talking Uniqlo.
I love Uniqlo.
Yeah,
I buy lots of clothes from Uniqlo. I don't like brands. I don't like, you know, people who've got the polo shirts with the Ralph Lauren logo and everything. It's just not me. I just hate any kind of branding. And Uniqlo doesn't have any kind of logo, symbol, or anything to identify it. So that's why I like it.
Yeah, I think we're on a similar wavelength there. I don't like big logos splashed all over my clothing.
Bit chavvy.
Yeah, Uniqlo sort of cuts all that out. And
are you saying Uniqlo or Uniqlo? It's Clo, isn't it?
Is it Uniqlo?
It's Uniqlo.
Well, Uni whatever. A new favorite of mine actually is Muji. You familiar with Muji?
Think so. I haven't bought anything from there.
Funnily enough, it's another Japanese brand.
Oh yeah, hold on. I went in. I saw it in the airports, but I went in and everything was a bit pricey.
You say that, but I'd say it's comparable to, Uniqlo, Topman, River Island, Zara, all the kind of high street favourites.
Doesn't it have Muji splashed all over it though?
It doesn't. No, it's in a similar vein to Uniqlo. /Clo, in that it's sort of quite simple, classic designs for youngish guys like you and I.
Okay, but what about, are you the classic kind of bloke going for mainly blue jeans, blue t-shirt, blue jacket, that kind of thing?
Well, looking down, I am wearing blue trainers, blue jeans, and a blue t-shirt, albeit with a striped motif on it. I do like blue, but I've been trying to branch out. I'm quite a fan of the Argyle pattern.
Would you ever wear white trousers, white jeans?
No, I wouldn't.
Bit flashy?
Yeah, not for me, those. And bad in British weather as well. You're going to get splash marks all up those. It might be all right swanning around in San Sebastian, but here in London, white is a big no-no.
Okay. And would you say you're a smart dresser or smart casual, totally casual? If you were going out, let's say, to a restaurant with a lady friend.
Well, I'm not into clothing policies. Generally, I think if a venue's got a clothing policy, it's best avoided.
Okay, I agree. Yeah.
But I do like to mix it up. You know, you don't want to, when you're going out, you don't want to feel like you're going to work. So personally, I generally dress a little bit smarter for work and a little bit more casual for play.
Well, you mentioned dress codes, and of course, one of the famous dress code things of London is no trainers. Where do you stand on the trainers debate? Are you a shoe man?
I mean, I do quite like a boot.
A desert boot?
Not
Doc Martens.
Not a Doc Martin boot.
Cowboy boots?
I left my Doc Martin boots in the 90s, but although I do see they're making a resurgence.
I just would like to put on the record, I've never purchased a pair of Doc Martens.
Likewise, although I have had some purchased for me by my parents when I was younger. Oof. But I think, no, they can stay in the 90s.
Well, actually, that's the point. What about Christmases, birthdays? Would you, if your parents bought you something now, do you think that you would be even able to wear it?
I mean, I am notoriously picky in my family. Not because I claim to have particularly fantastic dress sense or like really flashy, expensive clothes. Simply that I kind of know what I like and what fits me, and I'd rather try it on myself and see if it works.
And of course, the essential question: are you a tucker in or a let it all hang out?
I think there's a place for both, depending on the situation and occasion. Generally, if I'm wearing a shirt,
it's not either or.
No, I'd say shirt can go in generally at work. If I'm having a bit more of a casual, relaxing weekend, possibly a few friends around for a barbecue, then why not have the shirt hanging out?
Okay, we're coming up to summer, we hope.
Apparently.
Now, yeah. This is a real no-no for me. Men wearing short-sleeved shirts. I'm not talking about T-shirts. Yeah. I'm talking about a shirt with sleeves above the elbow. It's, never looks good. Unless you've got massive guns, of course.
Yeah, no, it's far too Alan Partridge for me. Steer clear of short sleeve shirts. That's what I'd say.
Okay.
But on the other hand, a long sleeve shirt rolled up, I'm all for that.
Oh, yeah, no problem with that. No problem with that. But our top advice for today is burn the short sleeve shirts.
Burn the short sleeve shirts.
And shops, retail outlets, stop selling them.
Burn the shops as well, who sell them.